Angry Bass of Radio. Latina Flavor! Siobhan GQ! Latin Fever Friday! It's gonna be a spicy adobo night. Not adobo. Adobo! Give it up! Let's see what else! Some shit later on as it is. Check this shit out! Hit us at mobface.com/angrybastard_radio. This is the best of the best of 08. Bring your whole GQ. Let's go. Down in the motherfucking reggaeton party every June, every second week of June, every second week in June. Puerto Rican parade in Manhattan be popping. You talk about a shitload of Boricuas out in the fucking in the roses, man. All you hear, all non stop, whether it's rainy, cold, or hot. Oh yeah, it's Wepa! And 45! You in the Dominican Marine? You in Dominicana? You in the fucking Venezuelan Marine? Venezuela! You in the Mexican Marine? Mexicana!
Welcome to Angry Bastard Radio. Latin Fever Friday. It's nice how that you speak your mind. We've been gone for a minute. It's been kind of rocky. We did like a Tuesday show. Didn't do a Wednesday. Didn't do a Thursday. Almost couldn't do a Friday. We're supposed to start the shit at 7 o'clock. That didn't start off. Then I was going to start the shit at 9:30 p.m. That shit didn't pop off. I think I was ready to make it 10 o'clock. But luckily I was able to make it 10 o'clock. And now you're here on the spiciest night. The spiciest, one of the spiciest nights on Angry Bastard Radio. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Look for us at a chat line near you, because we do be popping up on them chat lines. I'm talking about the Philly Donut, New York Donut, the fucking New York Ravens, Philly Ravens. I was told that the New York Donut is back online, but a lot of people don't know about it. That's why it's always zeroed out. We be in San Diego Raven. We be in the Miami Raven. We be all over the Raven. So just, if you hear GQ64 SD, other known as Special Delivery, maybe even LE, we doing the damn thing. I mean, right now we've been into the Philly Raven. And the Philly Raven is pretty jumping over there. Like, it's, for some reason, the women out in Philadelphia are just so fucking tough for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, and their favorite word is ball. That's my ball and John. That's my balls, John. You know what I mean? And all crazy. Oh, you looking all crazy and shit? Or I went to the club and it was packed. It was all packed, all crazy and shit. Like, that's just funny, but I gotta give mad respect to Philly. I gotta give mass respect to North Philly, because North Philly is where all the Spanish people are. Not the majority of the Spanish women, you know. You got a lot of Boricuas out in North Philly. And if for some reason, it seems like Puerto Ricans or Spanish women are always in the north of a city. And I mean, like in Camden. Well, it's mainly East Camden, New Jersey. But North New Jersey was where all the Spanish women are as well. You got Bayonne, New Jersey. You got Union City, New Jersey. You know what I mean? You got Jersey City, New Jersey. You got West New York, New Jersey. That's where all the majority of the Cubans be at. You know what I mean? Then you got motherfucking Patterson would just be holding it the fuck down. Shit. What else? It's North to North. I mean, skitter scatters everywhere. I mean, then they got the home of Dominicans in Washington Heights in Manhattan. I mean, so they doing anything out there. East New York, you know, got the Spanish Johns out there. Big shout out to them, not holding it down in QU now. But originally from East New York. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call up, call us up, 914-338-1782. And let us know where you repping from. I mean, even if you're half Spanish, call up and give us a big up. Yo, my name is such and such, and I'm representing Dominicano. D.O., baby. P.O., where is that? V-ville. That's right. V-ville, Brazil. You know what I mean? Just call us up. Shout out where you're from. Be happy you are what you are. Male or female? 914-338-1782. I'm hit you off with some celebrity Latino, whatever the fuck. Hit you off with some Latin gossip. You know what I mean? What's going on in the Latin world? You know? I mean, I can't just talk about hip hop all the time. This is you guys, you all, y'all's day. So, you know, with that being said and done, I gotta, you know, lace y'all off with some news. In your region, so y'all can know what the fuck is going on. And yeah, you do hear the beat in the background. This beat is the shit. Running tone is the shit, man. It's funny because there's a lot of Spanish women out there that don't fuck with reggaeton at all. Just listen to it. Whoever made this beat is a fucking genius. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. If you like Spanish people, Spanish guys or Spanish women, and you want to shout them out, call us up, 914-338-1782. Tell us what nationality you like. You know, is it Puerto Rican, Dominican? You don't have to be. Me, I'm going to shout out the majority of women I've been with Spanish-wise were Puerto Rican. So I'm going to give a shout out to the Puerto Ricans. You know what I mean? I had a couple of Dominican. So I got to shout them out too. Shout out to the Dominicans. You know what? Fuck it. Shout out to all of the sexy Spanish women out there. I don't give a fuck if you're Mexican. I don't give a fuck if you're Eskimo. Shout outs to you. Anyway, we're going to get into this, some fucking Latin music. And I'm going to hit y'all back. I'm going to play two tracks back to back, get some news going, and then I'm going to come with, you know, some Latin jokes or whatever the fuck, or, you know, Latin food, whatever. This is a Latin day. So I'll bring out the beans and rice. Oh, it's amazing. When we go in the chat rooms, 9 times out of 10, we bump into a Spanish guy, Spanish girl, and what they do is, once they realize we're black, they start with the monkey shit. Oh, get out of here, you monkey this, you monkey that. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. How am I a monkey and you motherfuckers eat bananas more than we do? I haven't eaten a banana in like ages. And the funny thing about it, I saw this chick today at the store with a Goya. She was Spanish, Puerto Rican. She had a Goya bag of potato chips. And they weren't potato chips. It was more like they were banana chips. I'm like, whoa, banana chips. She's like, hey, you want to taste them? I'm like, yeah, make a taste of these. I taste them. I'm like, never again. I will never eat these motherfuckers again. So, just to go and let y'all know, people out there that, you know, if the ones that call black people monkeys, we can't be a monkey because we, shit, fucking up. This is actually the song I'm about to play. But this isn't the song I want to play. Boricua, cubano, raga, 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 raga. Hi, Baba. Hold on, people. So anyway, like I was saying, you motherfuckers, everything we like, black people like, isn't on a tree. And I'm not being disrespectful, because I love Spanish women. I love them. I'm trying to learn Spanish. Yeah? But, a lot of women don't listen to, a lot of women, Spanish women that I've spoken to, out of the few, they don't listen to reggaeton. Like, I had this one chick that I was talking to out in Brooklyn, and then she just does not listen to reggaeton. I play it, and she's like, yo, turn that shit off. I'm hanging up on you. Like, that shit is corny. And she was Spanish. I don't know what the fuck. But then again, I gotta think. I'm African-American. Do I like African music? Well, the answer to that is, yes, I do. I listen to some African music. Because this shit is like, you know what I mean, this shit is nice. I mean, like, it's sexy. If it got a nice beat to it, motherfucker, I'll listen to it. I don't give a fuck if it's country. I'll listen to the shit. Because like, that's just me. You know what I mean? But, so back to the whole tree thing. Spanish people eat bananas like crazy. Crazy. They eat bananas. They fry bananas. They have banana chips. That, you know, like little sweet banana chips. they have banana chips as with, you know, the salt, like as if they was fucking Lay's potato chips. They make potatoes out of bananas. No, it's not potatoes, but they make french fries out of bananas. How? They fry the banana up, put salt, pepper, ketchup on it. I've seen it done before. You know what I mean? So, that's just one fruit. They say, oh, it's not a banana, it's a plantain. Look, motherfucker, look just like a banana. Right? It's kind of the same thing as a pickle. A pickle is a cucumber. Without the vinegar, it's a cucumber. With the vinegar, it's a fucking pickle. That shit is a banana. Just because it's green and it's not ripe yet, it's a plantain. When it turns yellow, it's a fucking banana. Same difference. They grow in the same area. But anyway, like I was saying, motherfuckers eat bananas, but I'm a monkey. Motherfuckers eat coconuts. Niggas will climb with nothing but a fucking plant wrapped around their waist or a skirt and climb their bony asses up a motherfucking tree to knock a coconut out of the tree with a rock. And then once the coconut lands on the ground, have the nerve to have a sharp rock and crack the fucking coconut out. Not even wash the motherfucker. Not even put in some Puerto Rican water and wash the water off. No, I'm going to wash the coconut off. They will crack that motherfucker open with a sharp rock and put their nasty-ass lips, the ashy-ass lips, to the motherfucking coconut and drink the coconut milk or coconut juice or whatever. Motherfuckers got coconut ice cream, coconut milk, coconut water. I mean, all this type of coconut products and shit. But I'm a monkey because, you know what I mean, I'm a monkey. But that's what monkeys would do, climb a tree. They have oranges. Oranges are grown on a fucking tree. Like I said, the Latin race, I love you motherfuckers. You know what I mean? I'm just putting it out there because I don't think a lot of motherfuckers have the heart to put it out there. Me, I don't give a fuck, as you can see. I don't care. But like I said, I still love you motherfuckers. So anyway, this is going out to the Latin race. Keep it locked. This is the remix. Peace. Angry Bastard Radio. GQ.
Mami, que tú estás esperando, ve más para acá, más para acá. Put it in reverse, como marcha atrás, marcha atrás. I'ma hit it till it squirts, como have you screaming, ay, bye, ay, bye. Todo el mundo pon las manos para arriba, brinquen y toquen el techo. Dicen que yo soy descarado y fresco, pero a las mujeres le encantan. Mira, mami, no diciembre, no te haga la santa. Pulling her hair back. Yeah.
trying to get up in that coochie, man. If she front, I'm a bag of bread and Milan. Over there, I'm lying.
Rakata, rakata, si se me pega, voy a darle.
en miel. Cachar con un zoom. Nelly.
El alma secreta.
Sonar las voces de los papás de los pollitos.
Sin mucho palabreo. No me digas que no estoy matando la liga, chico. Vamos a ser realistas, ¿ok?
¡Bambino! ¡Nelly!
Apostándose la cherry.
It's amazing. Motherfucking Spanish people make a beat out of anything. This is a Freakily, but this is a Freakily remix. Oh, that shit make you want to just sway back and forth, left or right. Left, right. Left, right. Woo! Don't let me go to a salsa club. Get rap. Out from dancing, motherfuckers. Nah, I'm lying my ass off. I get on in. I got two left feet. I'm the only black motherfucker in the world that don't know how to fucking dance. This doesn't fucking matter. Because as long as I got my two-step, I got my drink, I got my drink, I got my two-step, I got my two-step, I got my drink. I mean, I ain't drinking no hardcore liquor no more. I gave up on that shit. Supposed to go out tonight with my cousin, but that's not going down. See, I got into this thing where I actually, my new hobby is Xbox 360 and saving money. That's the best event you can ever do. Well, yeah, Xbox 360 ain't spending money. All you gotta do is pay for cable and then fucking saving money. It's hot. And I got two vacations this year. You best believe, if I don't really do shit in May, and September 21st, that whole week, I'm going on a cruise with my brothers. We're going somewhere. We might be going to the islands, like the fucking, right? Because I was told, you don't want to take a cruise to Jamaica. Because if you stay out too long, you're going to get left. So I'm thinking, damn, we should take a cruise like the Cancun or like the fucking, I don't know, like the Puerto Rico or some shit. I mean, fucking Brazil. I don't know. But your boy GQ would definitely be out and about. Let's see. We got V-Day reality check. Are you in a healthy relationship? Hey, I mean, I looked up on the Spanish site and that's where it's at. It says, before we get all of our cortisones in one basket for Valentine's Day, we are inspiring a quick emotional timeout. We tend to be a passionate bunch, but now is a good time to evaluate if you and your amour are really on the right track with our quick and painless reality check. Need a checklist? Bueno. Bueno. Oh, man, I can just see it now. We think two of J-Lo's movies say it all. Have you had just about enough of each other? Or are you about to call up your amiga to be the wedding planner? We partnered up with Urban Strategies, a non-profit group that works with Latinos across the nation to promote healthy... Oh, motherfuckers that I know ain't listening, so I'm gonna get clowned on tomorrow for misspelling words. Fuck that word. Hey, fuck whoever made this shit. Using these big-ass words, man. I'm not even gonna try to fucking pronounce it out. So I'm just gonna put my own word in. Across the nation to promote healthy relationships. Matter of fact, you know what? I think that says relaciones. Or it might say relationships in Spanish. I don't know how to fucking pronounce that shit, so whatever. We got the full scoop on the perfect ingredients for a healthy and happy relationship. Find out where you stand after the jump. Hold on, come on, get the fuck out of here. Come on, get out of here. Fucking cat is all, you know, fucking all, you know, all fucking touchy feeling and shit. I don't know if she's going through heat. I mean, she got her ovaries taken out. I don't think she should be going through heat, but whatever. Alright, here we go, people. I hope this shit is not too loud. Sounds mad loud in my fucking ear. But we should be good. This is a MySpace.com / @angry_bastard_radio. You know, make sure you hit us up. Send us comments, all types of shit. Number one tip, be yourself. That's what you gotta do, ladies and gentlemen. Just be your fucking self. Especially around nowadays. Just be yourself. Nobody's perfect. But there's no need to change your entire personality to meet someone else's expectations. Tap into your own vibe. Explore the things you enjoy doing for you. If you like watching novels and sleeping in on Saturdays, good. Own it. It's much easier to figure out what kind of person you want to date when you know what you're looking for and who you are. Number two, pay attention. Yes, now that's my biggest thing. I sometimes just wonder off. Yes, pay attention. The first thing you notice about someone is their appearance and whether or not they make your heart flutter. Like your mommy always says, it's what's on the inside that counts. So pay attention to values. Do you both have similar beliefs? Similar priorities? If you like to go to church and he is an atheist, that might be a red flag. Murder. That definitely might be a red flag. And I'm not talking about the blood flag. I'm talking about the red flag. It might be, the cut. If your values are out of sync, odds are your relationships might be too. Tip number three, wait. You gotta know how to wait. You can't be one of the motherfuckers that's at a red light. And you're like, man, fuck this red light. And you floor the gas and you get an accident. Sometimes waiting is the best thing to do. You know? If you just waited just 1 second, you would have got this. But you didn't get it because you wanted to rush things. Fall back and wait. Sometimes you're being impatient, but just wait. Don't get desperate to be in a relationship. You have time. Wait it out. Jumping into a relationship just because the person gave you attention without knowing who the person really is can lead to big problemas. And trying to change someone, fix them, or give them a makeover to meet your needs never fucking works. It only leads to a doomed relationship. Now, that's one thing I have to learn. Just fall back and wait. That's why I say, ladies and gentlemen out there, my heart, I'm single. I'm single right now. My name is GQ and I'm single. I make good money, have a good job, live alone. Live alone with me and my cats. I look very attractive. Everywhere I go, women is always trying to holler. And I tell them, you know what? I'm single. I'm single, but my heart is taken. And the Boricua knows who she is. And that's why we're going to go right there. So I'm going to wait. I'm going to fall back. You know? I got to make money. But when that day comes, it's a wrap. Now, if I rush into things, I'm going to have like I have like 5 or 6 babies everywhere. I'm going to probably be hit up for fucking child support because I didn't want to wait. That's why, you know, you have to wait. I mean, and it's very, very hard at times. But it's like, if you want something, you get it, but you have to wait. You're not going to be blessed with it like, okay, here you go. You know what I mean? You got to wait. You know what I mean? So, that's all it is. Wait. Don't rush. Oh, bounce out this way around the corner. I don't want to be alone. Fuck that shit. Wait. All right, let's keep it moving. My slow-ass computer. We'll be live for another 51 minutes. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. If you need any advice, any Latin advice, if you're Spanish and you need just advice, hit us up. We'll lace you off with some advice. Right now I'm on a dolo. I'll lace you off with some advice. Tip number four, talk it out. Do you have open lines of communications? All couples will disagree at some point. The difference between a happy couple and an unhappy couple, one is how you disagree. you're having differences in your relationship, talk it out. Don't avoid them. Don't remain quiet. Deal with it. You don't need to make a federal case out of every difference. But if something is bothering you, then just be straight up. Yo, shorty, you got a fucked up outfit on. You look like a slut. Take that shit off. Or you might tell us, dudes, no, I don't like the way you be walking with me and you be checking all types of women out. You need to cut that out. You're going to lose me. No? Well, we might be like, hey, what's up with your coochie? I mean, your cho-cha smells like bacalao. Like, what's going on? Get that together. Like, you know what I mean? Just talk it out. Don't be afraid. Talk it out. Because if you don't talk about it, how is your spouse supposed to know what the fuck is going on? Like, nobody's perfect in this world. You know what I mean? So talk it out. And tip number 5, expect respect. Another fave, Mommy Dicho. I hope I said that right. Mommy Dicho. Dicho, not Dicho. Mommy Dicho. People will only treat you the way you let them. Expect respect? No, expect respect. Yeah, pretty much. Expect respect. If someone talks trashy to you, they will most likely treat you trashy. Don't make excuses for someone who pressures you or bullies you into doing something you don't want to do. Instead, confront it. Set your boundaries. When it comes to language, behaviors, drugs, alcohol, and sex, be willing to walk away from a relationship that violates your self-respect. And if that person does something that you don't like, talk it out with them. And if that person wants to be with you, they're actually fall back and like, you know what? I'm going to quit on this one because I'm in love with this one. Woo! GQ. GQ is too motherfucking smooth. I will keep it rolling. Meanwhile, I look for some more interesting topics on the Latin Fever Nights to talk about. I'm going to hit y'all for some more fucking Latin music. Because, you know, that's just what I do. So, we're going to Don Omar it up real quick. And get it nice and soft and sentimental. Keep it locked. It's your boy GQ. Latin Fever Nights. Let's go.
siento que caigo en un abismo. Abismo del cual quiero salir, por favor ayúdame tú. Que sin ti la vida no tiene luz. Por favor vuelve, vuelve, yeah, yeah. Vuelve, vuelve, yeah, yeah. Vuelve, o por lo menos.
Si que matando nos matamos, ellos quieren que nos matemos, más buscado. Y yo
por la bocina, Memo llevo en la cocina, vitamina para dominar la femina, tres chicas pidiendo más, 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 Memo llevo en la cocina, vitamina para dominar la femina, tres chicas pidiendo más, 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 más.
De la mujer biónica.
Se entendía, con la sangre ahí prendía.
con la batería, su técnica. Su modelo vino con cintura clásica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica. Tiene algo de robot en su táctica. Me agotó la batería, su técnica. Su modelo vino con cintura clásica, con los movimientos de la mujer biónica.
Sé que como se menea, y es ese sueño que tuve despierto, un recuerdo leve de esto que siento, una sacudida a mis salidas, la cima de un beso en un brinco suicida, su fuente de energía cautiva mis sensores, pues no hay quien la controle, cuando baila encendía, tiene dentro esa chispa que quema transistores, y bebe de un elixir que enciende sus motores. Chequea cómo se vende.
Algunos años luz antes que todos ustedes. Siempre voy a vivir ahí. No mires para mi galaxia.
Welcome back. It's your boy GQ holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio. This is, okay, I'm getting kissed by Lisa. Lisa, okay, hold down. I gotta check the statuses on the motherfucker. Like, the kiss me chilling on, MySpace and shit. Yeah, ladies, you know, I mean, make sure you all go to the page and you make sure you kiss the crew. It's not just for GQ, it's for everybody. GQ64SD, Fresh, L.E., you know what I mean, Stink Nigga Dave. Make sure you kiss the crew. Let us know what's going on, you know. Make sure you give, you know, kiss the show. Kiss the angriness. You know what I mean? Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests. Until the 11 o'clock hour. Actually, no, until the 11:30 p.m. hour. Now, there's a strong possibility that we might be doing it from, you know, till 12 o'clock. We don't know. It depends on the crew. I mean, if I get the crew up in here, because I really want to play Xbox 360. But, you know what I mean? Like I said, it depends on the crew. So, if the crew shows up, then we can get this shit jumping. All right, more on some Latin news. Yo, 50 Cent is doing his thing. That's all I gotta say. He's putting his business everywhere. Even in the Latino world. Or Latina world, or whatever the fuck it is. I know the A means women, the O means men. So in the Latin world, he's putting his shit down in the Latin world. That's solid news. 50 Cent, WNY. For all those of you that don't know, it's Wisin Y Yandel. I'm probably fucking the whole shit up. Team up for concert and new track. That's why we're in search of a Spanish, because we had Cuba. Cuba was holding it down with the Spanish news, but that was a technical difficulty. We're actually looking for a Spanish female that would, you know, like to on Latin Fridays. It doesn't matter. You can live in California. It doesn't take us to have a studio. It just takes you to call a number and be on live for either an hour to 2 hours. Not getting paid, but it's just something to do. And eventually, when we get picked up, you get picked up along with us, and then we really make the money. You know what I mean? But we're looking for a Spanish woman. You can be fat, you can be skinny. Doesn't matter. as long as you speak Spanish and you know your news. I mean, or you know your music. I mean, you don't even have to know news. You know what I mean? I don't know the news, and I'm flowing with it. So hit us up. Make sure you hit us up on myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. We are looking for a Latina. No? Preferably sexy. What? If you're not sexy, it doesn't matter. As long as you aren't fucking retard. You know what I mean? We're all good. Wonder what we're seeing. Yeah, because you can help me out with, you know, the words and shit. But wonder what these, Wisin, Y Yandel. I think it's J or I don't fucking know. I was frustrated, so you can fucking let me know. But wonder what Wisin and Yandel have been up to lately. Matter of fact, let me check. He isn't fucking correct. Nah, he's not calling up, bro. I'm gonna have to. They'll have to bear with me. I'm not Spanish. Alright. The Me Estás Tentando Reggaetoneros. Addict attempted. Attempting new vibe for countless. Hold on. Let me. I can't do this shit on a dry. I gotta fucking. I gotta fucking put some, you know, some smooth shit on. I can't read this news and be fucking up on words on dry air. It's not going down. There we go. It's my beat anyway, you know what I mean?
Looney Tunes! Despiato!
It was the funniest shit. I wanna go to a Latin concert, man. Anybody know about any Latin concerts out there? Let me know. So let's see how they get it jumping. I mean, I'll get it rocking. SD actually called a few minutes ago, but I was playing a song. And I guess he wasn't in the adobo mood, so he hung up. It's cool, don't worry about it. You'll hear more of SD probably Monday when we go back to the regular show. Anyway, the Me Estás Tentando Reggaetoneros attempting new vibe for countless of satisfied fans during the annual Solid Fest concert in Caracas, Venezuela. The two-day Concertero series kicked off with performances by Daddy Yankee and Enrique Iglesias. But it was up to the dynamic duo to seal off the festivities with special guest 50 Cent at the Hippodromo La Ricanada Venue. Bear with me, people. MTV TR3's has your exclusive behind the scenes. Shit. I need to do this with someone that's Spanish because I'm fucking everything up. No offense to this, is the Latin race out there. Behind the scenes, Chisme? It was behind the scenes. Check it all out right now below the hood. Watch what Wisin Yandel told us about a future collabo with 50 Cent right now. What more Wisin Yandel? Keep it locked for Unscripted Wisin. Yo, why the fuck they gotta say these niggas' names? Why can't it be like Don Omar or some shit? Something easy. I'm gonna say Wisin. Wisin and Yandel, that's it. That's all the fuck they're getting out of me. Saturday, February 21st at 2 p.m. only on MTV. TR3s or what, some shit like that. Let me see, is this shit gonna play? Or is it gonna fucking slow my computer up? So I can get an idea of what's going on. Here we go.
Reggaeton fans in Caracas got a special treat when Los Extraterrestres, Wisin y Yandel, descended on the city this past week to close out Venezuela's Solid Fest music extravaganza, performing all their hits to a crowd of 40,000 streaming fans.
Estamos aquí en Venezuela en el Solid Fest, super contento, emocionado y sobre todo representando a todos los latinos.
Among the many show highlights was the surprise appearance of a very special guest, who emerged from the wings to tear up the stage alongside Reggaeton, Crown Prince.
The excitement about being in Venezuela is tremendous for me, like to see the music break the language barrier. And the opportunity to do that in an area where actually they're the bigger artists at this point. So I get a chance to collaborate with them, and it's exciting.
While they've joined forces in the past on a remix track, Wisin y Yandel revealed an official collaboration with 50 is already in the works for their next album, La Revolución.
Estamos trabajando y como decimos en Puerto Rico, cuando bajo la mesa una canción nueva con 50 Cent se llama Mujeres en el Club. Para el disco nuevo, estamos tratando de hacerla, estamos haciendo los movimientos, él es un hombre muy ocupado, nosotros también. Pero sería algo, un sueño hecho realidad, no tan solo para nosotros, para el movimiento urbano sería algo grande.
I don't understand everything that they're saying. I look at them and I see that they're in tune with hip hop culture, just the way they dress, their vibe. Their message is a little different, a different language, but it's exciting to be able to, you know, bring those two worlds together.
La Revolución, which also features tracks with Enrique Iglesias and Sean Paul, drops in May.
And that's news! And that's news in the hip-hop and Latin world. I hope you filthy bastards out there in Angry Bastard Radio world are fucking heard what that shit went down.
Norte Collective have been winning over fans worldwide with their signature blend of Mexican norteño and techno. And now the two-time Latin Grammy nominees are riding high with their first American Grammy nomination for their widely hailed third release.
In terms of the music, this album that the Tijuana Sound Machine is about a trip from Tijuana. It's like if you were driving in a car and crossing the border back and forth. The music reflects our way of life. I mean, that's why some of the songs are very like dance oriented, because we used to go and hang out a lot there and go into dance clubs, like really cumbia, you know, norteño dance clubs.
The Tijuana-based ensemble faced stiff competition in the best Latin rock or alternative category, going up against veteran rockers Jaguares and critical fave Ximena Sariñana. Still, for Nortec, taking home a Grammy would be especially meaningful, providing a much-needed boost to their beloved city, which has been plagued by a surge in drug-related violence.
We're celebrating Tijuana with all the people. I think Tijuana needs good news now. Very excited, and we hope to win.
Dominated the charts in 2008 with a string of his singles, embarked on a record-breaking world tour, and dropped another number one album. So how will Reggaeton's dynamic duo top themselves this year?
¿Qué te puedo decir? Yo creo que tenemos todo en este momento, todo está alineado para que pues Wisin y Yandel vuelvan a hacer historia en el 2009.
They're certainly off to a great start, as W y Yandel look to take home a Best Latin Urban Album Grammy next month for their breakthrough sixth release.
La extraterrestre fue como una puerta. Desde que grabamos la primera canción, la segunda canción, la tercera canción, decimos, wow, esta música es otro planeta. Día a día, cuando hacemos un proyecto y Yandel tenemos la oportunidad de mezclarlo y escucharlo junto a Netflix, entendemos de que estamos evolucionando en la música.
That may be true, but is it enough to beat out Rakim y Ken-Y, who also had a monster year? Or could Aquid or Voltio pull off an upset win? Keep it locked here to find out if Wisin and Yandel continue their quest for world domination when Grammys are handed out in LA on February 8th. After a two-year absence, R&B songstress Christina Milian is back on the music scene, kicking off the new year with a new record label and a sexy new video for the lead single off her upcoming Dreaming in Color album.
Well, the song is called Us Against the World. It's a ballad, so it's my first time putting out a ballad, and I call it more of a love anthem. I'm in sand dunes. It's very much Mad Max versus 300, where I'm out there. We're probably, me and my guy, we're the only last two people on Earth. And really, I'm on my own, and I don't know where he is, and I'm searching. And finally, he comes to me. Every music video that I do, I want to make a mark. So this is very different, nothing that I've seen before, and nothing that I see now. So I'm really excited. The fans, I think, are going to really like it.
Talented singer-songwriter wrote most of the tracks on her fourth studio release, which features collabs with fellow Cuban-American artist Pitbull, along with hip-hop hitmakers T-Pain and producer-turned-rapper-turned-singer Kanye West.
Yeah, I did a record called Diamonds with Kanye West. Really excited about that. I think he's an awesome artist, and it kind of just happened. We happened to be in the same music studio. I asked him to come in, and he like heard it and got on it immediately. So I appreciate his talent. I think he's genius as well. So big fan. I'm glad I got to have him a part of my album.
Look for Milian's album to hit shelves this spring.
And that's enough with the news. Let's get back into the music. It's your boy GQ on Angry Bastard Radio. It's an Adobo night. It's Latin Fever Friday night. Angry Bastard Radio. The station that you speak your motherfucking mind. It's some Dino Marcy. That's a lot easier, you know. And it's within your Lindell. Some shit like that. I'm flowing. By next Friday, I'll probably be speaking all sentences and shit. And y'all be like, damn, GQ's on point. I'm going to have to go to Walmart and go get that book, though. But anyway, this is a Latin Fever flavor going out to the Latin fans and everyone else. This is Donald Mal featuring Rakinian Kin. Some shit. Oh, no. I don't know how to fuck pronounce that shit. It's rocking. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah.
bien rico, vino así, dale que tú puedes, me encanta cómo mueve. ¿Qué voy a hacer de aquí con las mujeres? Rompe, 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 rompe.
Chain, mame, mame, mure, chain, mame, mame, back it up, throw that thing, mame, mame, los boricua y los cubanos se juntaron. This is the broadband shot, Julio, what you popping by? We got the mame sitting loose off the goose. If you really think you're ready to die, give it a loop, give it a loop. Hit up with your shirt, I bend you over, make you touch your boots. Pull your hair to your highlights, show they roots. Dale, mami, a lo que te sale, mami. Todos los latinos pon la mano pa' arriba, vamos a formar un party. Dale, mami, a lo que te sale, mami. Todos los latinos pon la mano pa' arriba, vamos a formar un party.
Yo me voy a llamar el que...
Long ass check. I didn't know that shit was that long. That's why motherfucking SD hung up, fucking stayed on that long. Yeah, it's funny, if it was me, I would have fucking hung up and called. I guess it's dedication. And we got 38 minutes left. I went on and scheduled a motherfucking show till 12 midnight. Not 12 midnight. Well, yeah, 12 midnight. 11:30, yeah, 12 midnight. I actually scheduled from 12 midnight. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 12 midnight. This is Latin Fever Friday. I would, you know, get the chat line going, the actual Blog Talk Radio chat line on the computer, chat room, but my computer is slow enough, so unfortunately, people, we can't hype to you tonight. But hit us up, 914-338-1782. Shout out your race shout out. Or if you like Spanish women and you're not Spanish, or you like Spanish men and you're not Spanish, call us up, 914-338-1782. Tell us the reason why you like that specific type of people and shout them out. I'm your boy GQ on Angry Bastard Radio. And we get to rocking. I mean, is that hot? Popping? Rocking? I mean, who gives a fuck? Anyway, we got 36 minutes left. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Make sure you send us some comments. I want to give out read a couple of announcements or whatever. Unmute SD. And then we got the hood back in the building. Mexico, EZLN celebrates 15 years. EZLN, it's Zapatista, some shit like that. National Liberation Army. So, you know, Mexicans, they got their little army, you know. And I'm pretty sure the Mexican army, they probably smell like oranges, or, you know, smell like potato skin. But
Let me stop fucking with y'all before it be a bunch of angry Mexicans outside. I won't be able to. When I go to a car wash, instead of, you know, them washing my car, they'll be keying my car. You know, so let me not start no drama with the Mexican population. I don't want no drama with y'all. Damn, you scratching the shit out of your face. Get out of here. Scratching your fucking fleas on my floor. Dingy, mangy-ass motherfucking cat. Also, for the Cuban culture, I want to give a big shout-out to the Cubans. They're holding it down. Y'all actually have a 50-year, I mean, I'm a month late, but January 1st, a lot of people may not know this, that's the 50th anniversary of the revolution, the Cuban Revolution, actually passed. They said the revolution turns 50. Cuba. Cuban President Raul Castro Ruz led a subdued celebration on January 1st for the 50th anniversary of the triumph of the Cuban Revolution. The ceremony took place in the eastern city of Santiago, where Castro's brother, former President Fidel Castro, declared victory over dictator, I'm gonna fuck this word up, Fulgencio Batista, on January 1st, 1959. Raul Castro reminded his listeners of his brother's warning on November 19th, 2005, that the U.S. would never destroy Cuba's political system, but Cubans themselves could. Raul Castro said that to avoid this, future leaders must not become soft with the siren songs of the enemy, and must remain conscious that, in its essence, the enemy will never cease to be aggressive, domineering, and treacherous. Fidel Castro, who stepped down from the presidency for reasons of health in July 2006, published a brief message on January 1st on an occasion within a few hours of the 50th anniversary of the triumph. I congratulate our heroic people, although he had been writing articles frequently in his retirement. This was his first public comment in 2 weeks. And that's going to pretty much wrap it up. I think, yeah, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. Let me just read the title. They have Latin America reactions to attack on Gaza. I don't even know motherfuckers was at war in those type of, you know, states, those fucking countries and shit. So it's actually something new to me. And it says links to alternative sources on Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Venezuela, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Mexico, Cuba, and U.S. policy. And that's pretty much going to sum it up. It's 11:28 in the p.m. That's pretty much going to wrap it up. Hold on, let me see if SD's still there. If he's still there, then, yeah, he's still there. So then, fucking, that's pretty much going to wrap it up. And, fucking, you know, it is what it is. 30 minutes left in the fucking building. Special delivery. It's good, nigga. Nigga! It's good, Poppy! You know, I actually like the, when it comes to bodegas, I'd rather mess with the Spanish dudes, because it's like you go in there, hey, yo, Poppy, let me get Dutch. I asked about it. Damn, Poppy, you killing me. All I got to say, 5 cents, was good. Come on. I'm in your store every day. Come on, Poppy, come on. Come on, Poppy, come on, let me, 75 cents. It's only a quarter. All right, look, I'll holler at you next time. I got to go. Come on, Pop. Before you know it, they give in. And get out of my fucking store. You know what I mean? You can give him a quarter if you want. I mean, SD, he's in a hood near you. It might be a little bit different.
I mean, Eddie, can you get away with that? Can you get a Dutch from the fucking bodega for 75 cents? Yeah. My Lord. Yo, you peasy head bastard. I don't know where the fuck that nigga's at. He's got himself banged on. So with that being said and done, we're just gonna fucking play a song. Fucking pussy boy. I'm your host, GQ, holding it down. We got 29 minutes left. This is Nico featuring Jamil. Dom Unchin. Angry Blast Radio.
Bebiendo patrón, ahorita encima en la cama bailando reggaetón, don. Ella le gusta los tigres con flow, que tengan dinero y tremendo cadenón. Y entra el necio como un maquinón, con una pinta encendida metiéndole presión.
Tú sabes cómo nosotros lo hacemos.
One thing I gotta put out there, since this is a Latin night, I'm tired of seeing these white girls out here. Just because you eat at Taco Bell, or you like beans and rice, or you drink mango Snapple, or you fucking like orange juice in the morning, freshly squeezed orange juice, or you listen to reggaeton, or you know a couple of Spanish words, don't necessarily mean that your ass is Puerto Rican. Don't be, I'm tired of these wannabe ass white girls. You be like, oh, I'm so, what race are you? Well, I'm half Puerto Rican and half Italian. Bitch, you're all Italian. You got no Puerto Rican in you. The only Puerto Rican you had in you was last night, you fucking slut. I'm tired of these women out here, you know what I mean? This is one chick I know that she swears up and down that she's Puerto Rican. Oh, yeah, I'm Puerto Rican. I said, oh, yeah? Take on Spanish. She goes, hola, papi. I get the fuck out of here. I knew that shit, and I'm not Spanish. Like, come on, man. It's shit that, you know what I mean, that I don't understand. Like, if you're white, be proud of your ethnicity, okay? Ethnicity. I might be fucking up the word, but who gives a fuck? You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying? Be proud of it. Ethnicity or some shit. I'm sure he's going to fucking help me with it. Ethnicity, right?
Ethnicity, yeah.
Yeah. Be proud of that shit. If you're white, you're white. Don't be coming over here talking like you from the fucking hood. Ain't never been in the hood in a day in your life. The only time you been in the hood was driving by. You know what I mean? Be proud. Oh, I'm half Italian and half Puerto Rican. And then when I get somebody Puerto Rican to say, you know, okay, well, ask them what this means. And they spit it up. Oh, I don't know that. The fuck out of here. Oh, you don't know that, but you're Puerto Rican, though. Okay. And it's mainly these fucking white bitches that date Puerto Ricans, and they swear up and down that, you know, oh, I'm Puerto Rican. No, bitch, just because you've been inserted by Puerto Rican penis, bicho, doesn't necessarily mean that your ass is Spanish. It just means that you're just a smut that's getting smutted out by the Spanish. You know what I mean? You're not half black if you eat a bucket of chicken. I mean, shit. That's what it is. Special delivery.
Yo.
Yeah, what happened earlier, man? Your phone was fucked up?
No, you fucking bang. You fucking hanged up on me, you prick.
You just banged on.
Yeah, got yourself banged on, buddy. Yeah, I'm like, yeah, I was asking you about the bodega. I just heard, like, you know, like a slave was dragging his phone. Like a chain. You were dragging your phone like a fucking chain.
I had my fucking phone in my pocket because I didn't want to hear that bullshit-ass music he was playing.
Oh, that old... That type of shit?
I'm like, yo, I'm about to hang up. This song ain't over. And then luckily went up. And then luckily fucking stopped. So I was like, all right.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's Black History Month, people. So, you know,
damn.
We're holding it down.
I'm looking. It's Green History Month, nigga. Fuck you, sir.
Green History Month.
Straight up. It's looking like fucking, and it's looking like a forest over here.
Oh, yeah?
Word.
Yeah, nigga.
Let's go 6-4, man, even though you ain't here, man. Let's go, man.
Yeah, let's go 6.
Enterprising, man.
Hey, we got any Spanish people out there in the sports world?
Negative.
No, yeah. Spanish people.
My son Manny Ramirez still looking for a team.
He'll find one. Somebody wants that dude.
Hell no, he ain't going anywhere. If it's not the Dodgers, he's not going anywhere, dog.
Nobody could afford him, that's why.
Yeah, especially with the economy the way it is.
Really? How much is he worth?
How much is he worth?
He's it 1 year. 1 year.
Uh-uh, go back to the other deal. What about the other deal, the 3-year deal?
Oh,
how much is that?
He was trying to get 4 years for $100 million.
And then they
four years for $100 million?
Yeah, nigga. And then what was the latest one? What, 1 year for $25 million?
Yeah, 1 year, $25 million.
Come on, God. That's the one. He making more in 1 year than what, like, Jeter and A-Rod is making over their fucking, their whole contract, nigga.
Damn.
Nah,
yeah, that's
gang. A-Rod made in $42 million.
Yeah. And Jeter is like how much? Like 27 or something like that?
Yeah, I promise Jeter makes that.
I think it's like 27.
No, Jeter's paid, bro. I know that much.
Yeah, I know that. It's work. That man is paid.
Yep.
You know, it is what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, man. That's one of the motherfuckers that's paid.
Yeah, sure.
Meanwhile, the rest of the motherfuckers are struggling.
And tugging, man. At the same damn time. Yo, turn that shit off. That shit is pollution to my damn ears.
Well, how you like Spanish women and you don't like the fucking Spanish culture? This is beautiful, man.
When I get a Spanish bitch, I'm not listening to this music.
Yeah, he's got the bango. It's amazing. There's a lot of Spanish women out there that don't listen to this shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the fuck I look like?
That's That's funny. Like, you nowadays, you have more niggas going to Puerto Rican parades than Puerto Ricans.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, come on,
what part
of the game is that?
I mean, I don't know.
I came out to see, yeah.
Words. And I'm seeing fucking black girls. Like, it's a fucking,
yeah.
This is Juve or some shit.
Man, like, come on. Oh, boy.
I don't know. I'm trying to turn this shit down, but fucking, my shit.
Turn the fuck off.
Oh, Lord. Suzy Q is playing Rainbow Six on Xbox 360. Yeah, she's definitely an Xbox junkie.
Yes, she is.
Yo, what bodega, would you go to the most?
So
Poppy Bodega?
251, nigga.
Is that Poppyville or Indianville?
That's Pockville, nigga.
Yeah.
Straight up. My A-Rap sons and them.
Oh, the A-Raps.
Yeah, nigga.
I thought it was Poppyville, alright.
Hell no. Poppyville is in fucking Stapleton. They got Papacitos out there.
Papacitos.
Yeah, that's the only hood I know out here. I don't know, E, maybe I might be wrong. But to me, that's the only hood out here that has the most fucking 24-hour stores.
In Stapleton?
Yeah.
I would have to agree with you.
Yeah, like, because they got one on every corner in Stapleton. They got
damn, every corner.
They got how many, I don't even know how many 2-4s is out there in total, but I'm going to take a guess right now. Hold on, let me see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I would say there's at least maybe like 8 to 10 2-4s in that one neighborhood.
Damn.
Sure. Mad at them shits out there.
Shit's crazy.
It is crazy. Well, at least you ain't never gotta worry, unless you ain't gotta walk to the other side of the peas to go to the store.
Word. So as Rob,
you just fucking walk out your building and there's a store on every damn. It's a 2-4 on every side of the peas, pretty much.
A 2-4 every side of the peas.
Pretty much. Except for one side, the other side is a school on that side.
Mm.
The rest of the shit is straight 2-4. I'm pretty sure there's like 4 or 5 2-4s lined up on the strip alone. That's crazy.
Is there a certain Spanish race that y'all will fuck with, or it doesn't matter? Pussy's pussy.
Pussy's
or should
pussy.
I say, chocha's chocha.
Yeah, coochie's coochie, but
All right, so a Mexican bro, you messing with a Mexican?
I don't think I would put it under my deodorant. I'd probably, just masquerade around with her.
Masquerade
around with her a little bit.
Masquerade.
Yeah, but, if I was white for something, it gotta be Dominican, guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, I don't know. I choose a Puerto Rican. I mean, I'll say some badass Dominicans, but
I'll choose whatever's clever. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
But if my shorty's like, yo, I'm Dominican, like, I ain't gonna be mad. Like, damn, why you couldn't be Puerto Rican? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What about you, E?
Dominican, you gotta go with the dark skin Dominicans, baby.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Dark-skinned Dominican, man.
Dark-skinned Dominican. I don't know.
Yo, hold on for a second. Hold on.
Yeah.
What the hell we holding on?
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck? This ain't no fucking... Ain't no fucking... What? Talking about hold on. That muffled-ass phone, nigga.
So you want to hold on, take your bitch ass to the Snooty Fox.
This is a spot, motherfucker.
Spot, motherfucker. You better recognize this is a spot, nigga.
Word. I paid the cost to be the boss, nigga.
I paid the cost to be the boss, man.
I know the Latin races out there like, whoa, Poppy, this is Latin Fever Friday. Come on, man. What's all the Negro action going on, Poppy?
Latino Friday has officially been over when I entered the realm.
The realm.
So now all y'all poppies and mommies could tuck your kids in the bed and get ready.
Next week we'll have more news, more Spanish news, more Latin news, and more Latin music.
All I do is 10 piece shrimp with Big ZD.
I might actually make it from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight every Friday night.
All right, I'm about to say you fucking up because I got the Moco Space people thinking it's 7.
Oh no, yeah, it's definitely 7. Monday through Thursday, people. Or Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. We'll be here live from 7 p.m. to possibly 9. It varies. 7 p.m., 8, maybe 9. What we'll be doing is, you know, the regular angry bastard shit popping off. Special delivery. L.E. Six Fizzle. Stink Nigga Dave. Fresh GQ. Whoever's in the building?
Stink Nigga Dave. Oh,
you're
talking about
Burlmaster. Yeah,
Burlmaster.
McBain in the face.
Word, that nigga is definitely McBain.
On Wednesday nights, each and every Wednesday, it's from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Late night special. Well, actually, no, 8:30 p.m. to 10. I'll make that to 10. 8:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then on Friday nights, which is Latin Fever Flavor, we'll get it popping from about 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And that's when these niggas come in. And I mean, if they want to come in the beginning, which I doubt because neither one of these motherfuckers listen to reggaeton like I do. So they might pop in at 11:30. You know what I mean? If we do 11:30 to 12, just the regular with a Latin spice night, you know, y'all can still call up. But we're going, you know, veer it off into hip-hop because there's a lot of Spanish people out there that don't just listen to reggaeton. So that's a good thing anyway. So for the motherfuckers, like, yo, why the fuck are they playing the Spanish shit? I want to hear some hip-hop. Well, there you go. Now you got the hip-hop version of Latin Fever Friday. So, you know, it is what it is. And like I said, look for us at a chat line near you.
I'm going to play some Fat Joe or some shit like that, man. He poured
yeah, away. Yeah, I definitely got to fucking hook my shit up because, yeah, you right. I don't have to just play reggaeton.
Go play some Big Pun or something. What's good? I'll sit here and listen to Pun. But all that other shit. Mi gente.
Mi gente.
I can't do it. I don't even know what the fuck that means. Come on.
Nigga said, I don't even know what the fuck that means. What's going on? Increase the gritty.
Because to my knowledge, you know, fucking Puerto Rican chicks like when a black man can speak fluent Spanish.
That is true. That's what I said. I'm in the,
You want some real shit?
I'm going to really get my shit together.
Want some real shit? I was in high school, son, and there was a security guard. Thick bitch. I ain't going to say her name. Thick. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, son, like, I got to beat this. I got to beat that. I got to see what that's about. So I'm like, yo, mommy. She turned to marriage. So I'm like, dame beso. She looking and shit. She's like, she started smiling and shit. I'm like, I think I might got one. She's like, well, you know what you said, boy? I'm like, I know what I said. Like, you know what I mean? It was really good. Like, man, it was popping. There's some besitos out here, mommy.
Besitos.
Word. Good. Fucking 2 weeks later, we got her on Brook Street going in on her. Word. That was funny because I just came in the room, turned the light on. I was like, oh, shit. Turned the light up mad quick. Like, oh, yeah, it's going down.
Was she ugly, bitch?
Nah, she's not ugly.
Who the fuck you say, oh, shit, when you looked at the lights?
Nah, because, like, motherfuckers is already getting jumping with the bitch. Like,
oh, okay.
The light back. I'm like, oh shit, my bad. Ain't no niggas was in here getting it in. Then I realized who it was there. I'm like, hold on.
Wait a minute. Turn the lights on. I'm like, really? I'm like, all right, I'm next. I'm next, God. This started going in, Frankie. Oh my God, security guard. Woo.
Security guard.
Never forget that person. Then we had the other security guard we called J-Lo.
I mean, I hope y'all call her J-Lo for a reason, nigga.
Yeah, we called her J-Lo for a reason. A little short Puerto Rico. She was cute. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she had a fucking badass. Like, Jesus Christ. Like, how you that short and your ass is that big, man? Like, it's good. She, you know, of course she's running on niggas.
Of course. Why wouldn't she? You know what I mean? Here's what it is.
That's right, man. Give up the butt.
Word. Stop fucking fronting.
Give up that gushy.
That gushy.
It's just needed.
Gushness.
Okay, it's sitting lovely right now. I like this.
This chick told me the other day, Latin chick actually, she's in love with Lil Wayne.
Ew.
I was like, yo, I'm about to tell her about that whack ass song that he put out.
Sure.
That women are dissing. And before I could say it, she's like, yo. I was like, yo, you still a Lil Wayne fan? She's like, nope. I thought you was a Die Hard fan. She's like, yo, this nigga came up with some whack ass song. He lost it. I'm done with him. That's some real homo shit. I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, some nigga, she's like, this nigga is fucking singing. And he sounds like he's fucking drunk as hell. She said, that just did it for her. Like, she's good.
Yeah, I believe it. I'm ready to sell this whole thing. Like, fuck that. Put all this shit in the Dutch.
And sell it like that. Yeah, you gotta be smart about it, man. You sell it. I'm selling Dutchess. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, okay. Just keep it moving.
I'm not selling anything. I'm a fundraiser.
Word. I'm just giving these Dutchess away.
Word. Said I'm not selling weed.
White out, drop that.
Word. I'm not selling weed.
Please let me get some more.
What you know about this song? Yeah, nigga.
What you know about this song, nigga?
Who really the best rapper? If I sat down and made a list in no order, I started out with Jada Kiss. Every time I spit, homie raise my spirit. I see movies when I'm listening to Jason's lyrics. Next would be the Jigga Man. He don't fuck with Harlem cause of Dame Jim and Ken, but I'm a bigger man. Despite all of that, I'm still a fan. He's so hot, every time I listen to his shit, I get a tan. Not there, the veteran. He hot now, but to tell the truth, he was better then. Eminem, word. My favorite. A black one on late, but I knew he was crazy. My name is DJ. Come on, the combination. Stop waiting. Dr. Dre should have said the side effects are famous. And that's the A-list. Oh, and matter of fact, I forgot to mention they all battle rap. Best rapper alive. 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 Lyric juice spiller, you would never know he did it though, cause he the clue killer. What about Styles P? It's a lot of rappers he nicer than. I can't wait for the day we both cypher. Even his counterpart, I think he just as nice as him. It's a shame that he don't get as much light as him. Ludacris and Tip, I couldn't pick one flow off the chain, the other lyrics just sit. Lil Wayne came out of nowhere, started screaming he the best. Mr. West said, oh yeah. Lil Lollipop Wayne did his thing, but Kanye killed it and all he did was sing. It ain't no secret, Carmen, Lupe, Kweli, and most death they silly post repeated. Cause it's a lot of rappers sleeping on them. And 50, I think a lot of niggas sleeping on him. Best rapper alive. Best rapper alive. Triple O make it real difficult for these so-called lyrical dudes to spit a flow.
Joe. No, I ain't forgetting Joe.
What that is.
A lot of rappers can't fuck with that kid. And you can say what you want to say about X. But remember, it's dark and hell is hot. It's still one of the best. So show some respect. A lot of players couldn't catch his pass. Fuck the sort, man. I gotta say the best for life. Think these rappers I name, I ain't no match for them. But that'll change once you hit me on the track with them. And I ain't talking shit. I'm talking this respectfully. I'm just saying you'll have a newfound respect for me. This my destiny. Either let me blow or let me be and realize with the pen it ain't no test for me. Who really the best rapper? That's all hype. Cause ain't no best rapper, nigga, we all not. Hey man, it ain't no best rapper. Whoever you pick, that's who you pick. You feel me? I know I left a lot of dudes off this list, but it's still love. Fuck with me.
Man, I've been had that shit, man. I actually played it a couple times, but your ass wasn't on there, so I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, that shit a little... Well, I heard this the other day, like 2 days ago.
Man, nigga. I mean, that shit, that track actually came off.
Yeah, it's not a bad track. I'm not mad at it. It's alright for what it is. Yeah, it's too much fucking Buddha. Oh, boy. I knew that was gonna happen.
Yeah, man, I'm definitely in a fucking drought, man. The shit out here is fucking whack.
I'm hollering.
And it's like, yeah, that's, I mean, I wish you I wasn't so fucking far away.
Come pick up something nice.
And dude out here, I'm like, yo, man, why don't you just go to a queue? No, man, you know what, never mind.
Fake ass,
man. Oh, goes, oh, I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm good. Never mind. Forget it. Ah, shit. I ain't been on Monsters in a fucking minute.
Yeah, me neither, son. I don't even know what my shit is looking like. I should have bread, though.
I'm bread.
I should have bread. Damn, they won't show you what my shit look like, neither. That's whack.
Yeah.
They won't show you how much money a nigga got. That's good, though. Motherfuckers won't beat the shit out of you all the time.
Yeah. They're like, oh, this nigga, all this shit? Oh, I ain't working out with them hands, huh?
Yeah, ain't working with them hands.
Ain't working with them hands. Fucking,
We going in because you want to go in.
Word, we going in. Oh, so you want to go in because you want to go in? No, we going in because you want to go in. Yeah, so, you know, get the shit together. Come on. Watch the fucking door.
Yeah, don't slam the door. I'm not slamming it.
Lift and fucking pull. Lift and fucking pull.
Lift and pull.
Same with you. I mean, I can't breathe, man. Your arms on my neck, man.
Nigga said, yo, get out the way, man. I'ma pick the lock. Yeah, I'm a locksmith.
You learned that in jail?
Word. What, you learned that in jail? Nigga said, nice sweatpants. Why ain't got no pockets?
Why ain't got no pockets?
Word.
I was tight.
Yeah, nigga was getting on niggas the whole fucking movie.
Oh, shit.
He said, you ain't hit that. He said, if you need to know, I hit that 2 Fridays ago.
What?
She got the right cheek. Left cheek or the right cheek, nigga.
If you must know the right. I'm going to call this bitch right now.
Call this bitch right now.
No, hold on. It's hot.
He said, God damn. The nigga stool been out 2 hours like a
goddamn animal.
So look, the nigga about to fight too. He said, here, nigga, go help your man. He said, nah.
Whoa, what you doing, man?
He said, nah, nigga don't need no help. He said, what you scared, nigga? You need a gun?
Oh, shit.
That was funny.
We got 90 seconds, people. Once again, thank you for listening to the Latin Adobo Nights. That's about the adobo around and shit. 6-4 sent me a message. I put A-L-D-O-B-O. Nigga said, you mean adobo? I'm good looking out. So I had to resend the one word so I didn't look like a fucking idiot. I already look like an idiot. But thank you for the Latin race listening and whatever race ever listened. Thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to all the fans. Keep doing what y'all doing, because we're only going to be the greatest. We already are the greatest. We'll be the greatest getting paid in a greater, you know, area, situation or whatever. But light up if you got it. And make sure you tune in next Friday for another Latin special from fucking 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. And also each and every day, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, will be live from 7 p.m. to 8 or 9 p.m. And on Wednesdays, 8:30 p.m. to 10 o'clock p.m. MySpace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Thank you for coming out. Peace. All right, welcome to the extraordinary edition. This is what we do the fuck we want. I mean, that's what it is. Who gives a fuck? So I'm going to start it off with some smooth shit. This is my track. Rest in peace, motherfucker. Oh, no, this ain't the one I want. Fuck. No, that's not what I want. That's not what I want. That's not what I want. First off, fuck your bitch in the click you claim. West side when we ride, come be quick with game. Hold on, people. I'm a player, but I fucked your wife. We bust on bad boys, niggas fuck for life. Plus, fuck you trying to see me weak. Hearts I rip. Vicky Smalls and Junior Mafia, some Mark. Some Mark ass bitches. Keep on coming while we running for your juice. Steady gunning, keep on busting at the boots. You know the rules. This is what I wanted. You hear them guns? You hear that gun? In the background, somebody's getting his face twisted right now. One gun salute. GQ and SD hold it down. Angry Bass Radio. Hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. Disappeared in the crap, all you seen was soup. Nigga named Nas, think he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I'll reject your deposit. We should've raised one band, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. B-man, I take this war shit deeply. There seem too many real players far to let these bitch niggas beat me. Pump. Let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. You and I know what's going on. Payback. I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Where did we strap with Max? Knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance. It's all over now. Take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick. Trying to play a hate on my shit. You eat a fat dick. Let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds. Hoping my third motherfuckers know. This is the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds. Up in the studio getting blown. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this is the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch named Haitian Jack. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials, nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention, promise to pay back Jimmy Hitchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas just listening. The world is mine, set me up, wet me up. Niggas stuck me up, heard your guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine, on everything I own. I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga, all out warfare. Eye for eye, last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now, watch your front. Here we come, gunshots to duck. Now you stuck, fuck the rap game, nigga, this M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies, I go against all odds. I'm hoping my true motherfuckers know this is the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blown. To the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this is the realest shit I ever wrote. Puffy getting robbed like a bitch. To hide that fact, he did some shitty shit to did, so we ride for that. And that nigga that was down with me, rested dead. Switch sides, guess his new friends, one of them dead. Probably be murdered for the shit that I said. I bring the real, be a legend, breathing the dead. Lord, listen to me, God don't like ugly, it was written. Nah, your whole damn style is written. You heard my melody, read about my life in the papers. All my run-ins with authorities, felonious capers. Say you wanna live my life. So it's a hostage, nah. Niggas that don't rhyme right. You seen too many movies. Load them up against the wall. Close his eyes. Since you lie, you die. Goodbye. Let the real live niggas hear the truth for me. And what would you do if you was me? Nigga, against all odds. Open my true motherfucker.
snuff. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, open my true motherfuckers know. This be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio, getting blowed. The truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds. One love to my true thug niggas. 21 guns, salute to my niggas that die in the line of duty. Represent to the fullest being sold. The military minds that play the rules of the game. 21 guns, salute. I salute you, my nigga, stay strong. I ride for you, I rhyme for you, I roll for you. It's all for you. It's all you bitch made niggas. I'm coming for you. It's all out. I don't care who the fuck you is. Touch me, I'm at you. I know you motherfuckers can think I forgot. Me and I ain't forgot, nigga. I just remember what you told me. You said don't rule a war unless I got my money right. I got my money right now. Now I want war.
Yep.
Yo.
Yeah. The fuck is that noise?
I don't know. Probably your man E.
Yeah. Is that wrong with you? From what you said. Told me don't go to war until I got my money right. And he said, I was wrong what you said. He said, don't go to war unless I got my money right. If I got my money right, I want war. Yeah, this nigga's mad as shit because I just signed on the fucking the TV show webpage on MySpace. And that's where, you know, my MySpace is popping. I got like $4,500,000,000 in the fucking bank. And this nigga is mad because a minute ago, he attacked me. Every time he attacked me, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. But all 6 times, you know, one time was 39, 2 times was 38, 1 time was 35, 1 time was 34, 1 time was 36. That's how much damage he did to me. But he's mad because he ain't getting no money out of me. Bitch ass nigga. Take all the NG you want. I don't give a fuck. As long as you don't take my money. Ah, man, I'm too low. Though. Niggas is lucky. I'm too. Yo, motherfuckers, add us on MySpace, man. Add us on MySpace.com/. Damn, I don't even know. I ain't been on this fucking page in that long, though. I don't even fucking know. Add us on MySpace. .com/ TECHNICAL_DIFFICULTY_SHOW. That's MySpace.com/technical_difficulty_show. Add us for that mobster shit. Niggas is trying to get, you know, pop. I need more friends. As well as look for Spliff on the MySpace page. And add him. Because, you know, he needs people as well. I mean, niggas is trying to make this happen. Damn, my weapons is fucking serious, though.
Yeah, I gotta
pick
my shit up. I ain't been on that shit in so damn long.
My achievements, man. My achievements
are
no point.
I ain't been on shit in
my
guns. I wish I could get my shit from my fucking phone, but I
can't. Yeah, that shit don't work. I tried that shit.
Alright.
I mean, this shit will, you know, definitely help out. Also, hit us up on the show page at MySpace.com/. Angry_bastard_radio. And help us out on Monsters on there as well.
Alright.
You know when niggas try to first get me on that shit, I was like, man, I'm not playing this bullshit.
Yeah, me neither.
I was like, nigga, anybody that does this shit is a fucking junkie. And as I started to realize, I'm like, yo, wait a minute, this is alright.
Yeah, I thought it was mad cheesy.
Huh?
I thought it was going to be mad cheesy.
Yeah. But the shit was pretty sweet.
Yeah, so is I.
Let's see.
They got me.
Man, it's like time goes by fast. It's I lost 469 fights. I died 8 times.
I whacked 23 mobsters, won 992 fights, missions completed 577. My vehicles, I got El Camino, whatever. I got an armored truck, a yacht, an ambulance, SWAT, a Humvee, and an APC tank. And that shit, oh shit, and I got money in the bank. Let me put this shit in the bank before motherfuckers take that too.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. I gotta get my computer back popping.
Yeah, nigga. I'm about to see what equipment, what new equipment they, oh shit, damn, dog. This motherfucker's got a Beretta M3P shotgun.
I can get that.
Huh?
That's in the game?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
See, the game was on hold because they was adding shit to it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, and this is the shit that they added.
Okay.
But you need 20 favor points to get this motherfucker. Now, the thing about mobsters is that
favor point shit is whack, man.
Yeah, it is whack. But the only way to get more is to actually buy shit. That's
yeah, you
catch.
Gotta buy them shits. Like, I mean, you get points for whacking mobsters and shit, but
yeah, but you gotta like buy like they might have a if you got PayPal or whatever, you can go online and like buy some credit, like buy some bullshit that they're selling, and it'll say like if you buy this, you can have unlimited favor points. That's how motherfuckers be having so much shit, because these thirsty ass niggas will buy something on the internet just to get it. I can't find it. If I had a credit card, I'd do the same thing.
You could. No, I was gonna do it. I was gonna charge it to my phone.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do. But I got nervous. I was like, nah, never mind. I ain't gonna do it.
I got nervous to that shit too. Like, I mean, cost me an arm and a grip.
Yeah. So I was like, I don't know, man. Cause at first
they got free shit on there too. You could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got free. They got free shit. You could, like, I think you gotta fill out a survey or some shit like that, and you get points.
Hmm.
I never looked at all of the ways you could earn it. That's why.
Yeah.
I just seen that you gotta pay, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
I'm goody on that one.
I wish I would have knew. When I first started, I would have kept those fucking paper points and never spent them.
Yeah, nigga.
I don't let those shit build up. But I needed that 10 G's.
That's what, how much you got? 10?
Nah, I probably got more than 10 G's, dog.
Yeah, but it's, oh, shit. This nigga's had a Harley Davidson Fat Boy. The attack was 4, but the defense was 22. What the fuck am I gonna do with a Harley Davidson? Let me see if they got any fucking territories open.
Yeah, they gotta have some new shit. I'll be looking at them. When the niggas be having the bounties on their head, oh my god.
Woo!
One dude offered like $1 billion or some shit to kill him.
Yeah! I saw was $100 bill.
I'm like, damn, $1 billion? Jesus.
Yeah. Niggas is real serious on that shit. And niggas are fucking, you see like the little threatening messages and shit, like niggas got crews and shit. They be like, yo, fucking, I'm warning you, if you attempt to hit this page, my whole crew's gonna come down and just on you and, you know, we're gonna put like the highest bounty after bounty, after bounty after bounty until you fucking quit. I'm like, these motherfuckers is bullying niggas and shit.
You gotta have your fucking money right.
You gotta have your money right and your crew right.
Yeah.
In order to really start some so, shit.
Because if you're up and the niggas are trying to take the bounty out of your head, they ain't gonna get that.
Nah.
Well, they shouldn't get it because a nigga Arsenal's mad strong. So they should have it like that. Like, you know what I mean? If a nigga come get you, like, there's no guarantee he's gonna get you.
Yep.
It better be like that. Otherwise, I won't play that shit no more.
That's why you gotta have, like, you know what I mean? Your army's strong. If a motherfucker got 500 people and you got 3, they gonna fuck with you. So So it's like the object of the game to get as many motherfuckers on your squad as possible and arm them with all the finest guns. Because that's what a lot of people don't know is that if you have 10 people in your clique, you can't just get one AK for you. No, you got to get two, you got to get 10 AKs. I mean, a lot of people don't know that. They'll just think, because that's like me. I thought that, okay, well, I'll just get one gun, and I have 10 people, and I'm sure they got guns, so.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, so my gun added to their guns, and it's a wrap. Nah. If I have 10 people in my squad, I got to act like they're not, like they don't have guns. So I have to have guns for me and for those 10 motherfuckers. So I have to get 11 guns and 11 vests and 11 cars. You know what I mean?
That's kind of whack, though.
It is whack, but, I mean, when you got the money, then it's a wrap. I got $4,500,000,000.
I don't got that.
So it's like, but see, this motherfucking nigga, this nigga fresh. You know, he schooled me on it. The nigga was like, yo, when you fucking play the game, he said, just parlay for a little bit. Just fall back until you get to level 50. Because level 45 is when you get newer fucking cars and gear and guns. And level 50 is when you get, you know, like you start getting the mall and other shit. So, I'm like, all right, well, I'm about.
I'm on level 10. What level am I on?
Let me see.
Probably like level fucking 7. I need to step my game up in that shit.
Yeah, hell, I'm a motherfucker that man. Handsome Han Solo. Han Solo.
Hans, man. My son, Handsome Hans.
Handsome Hans.
I thought it was like some sense of mobsters. I might as well pick some type of shit that they would say.
Yeah, yeah.
Handsome Hans, man. Other one is Hans the Hammerhead, man.
Hans the Hammerhead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see.
Like
you're on a level 6.
Oh, Lord. That's all they show you, too. They'll show you nothing else.
Yeah, they just showed me that you eight missions completed, 28, 1, 7 loss, 1 mobster whack.
28 fights won?
Huh?
You said how many fights I win and lose?
28 you won, and 7 you lost.
Oh, man, I lost those 7 because niggas was attacking me, man. That's the only reason I'm undefeated when it comes to fighting niggas, man. Only reason I'm fucking I got those losses because niggas attacked me while I wasn't playing. I'm telling you. Guarantee you that. Pause. I lost one fight.
One fight.
I lost one fight when I was actually playing this shit. I lost once. I think I was trying to attack some crazy motherfucker.
That's why you gotta up your shit up because when you're off, like me, when I'm off, motherfuckers can't fuck with me. I know when I sign on, niggas fuck with me. But when I'm off, motherfuckers that try to fuck with me end up losing. Because my levels is like, you know what I mean? Like, I got money for that. Like, I'm buying my cool all expensive shit. Like, rocket launchers. Like, everybody got a rocket launcher.
You can make that shit real. Like, you could fucking. Like, a nigga, like, someone in your fucking gang can, like lend you guns and money.
Yeah, don't you know, that nigga, like, for instance, they got the game Mafia Wars. Mafia Wars is like that. Like, if we was playing, if this was Mafia Wars, I'd be like, yo, you're getting a message from GQ, and you know what I mean, every, like, to, Handsome Hans Solo,
yeah.
Fucking, GQ has sent you a gift, and you click and you open the gift up, and it'd be like a fucking grenade launcher or
really?
$100 million in money or some shit like that. Like,
right.
I can send you shit that you want.
That's how Mafia Wars is?
Yeah.
So let's do it. We're going to get that Mafia Wars popping in.
I got it. But I don't really play it because motherfuckers don't hear me be on it, but I got it. I got that. I play Monsters more because...
Some chick sent me that shit from Mafia Wars. I think I denied it. And somebody else on my page sent me that shit, too.
Yeah, motherfuckers is playing that, too.
But, yeah, I figured people was playing
it's Mafia. It's realer, though, because you can actually, like, say the first boss you got to fight. And you click, and then, you know what I mean, if you have an energy pack, you click, you punch the nigga, he takes energy away from him, he takes energy away from you, because y'all fighting. And then you use that energy pack, and your shit is filled up, and his is still at the same level, the yellow level. So you attack, and before you know it, he's done, and then they go, all right, well, you know what I mean, you proved yourself, you beat the first boss, you know what I mean, you showed him who's boss.
Yeah.
Whatever. And then the Godfather did, okay, I awarded you this. But when you go do another mission, you do the mission, and then, say, for instance, 6-4 is one of your friends in Mafia Wars. Well, when you're doing the mission, it'll be like you beat such and such's crew, and 6-4 helped you. And he fought with a MAC-10.
Mm.
So it tells you who in your group had what and what they fought with.
Right, so
you know what I mean?
What I'm talking about. That's
See, so that shit is some killer shit. Like, that shit is real. You know what I mean? That shit is real.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, shit like that. Man.
So, I mean, I might have to get the Mafia Wars popping.
Yeah, I might have to see what that Mafia. I might fucking... going out tomorrow at my grandmom's house all day on that shit. On the fucking computer. I ain't been on that shit in that long.
Yo, what the fuck is up with this Friday the 13th screening in New York?
Yeah, somebody on MySpace sent me that shit. I don't know. I deleted that shit.
Yeah, man, I don't know how these bots be getting a hold of my fucking email. Don't ever open them shit that just say hello when you got a bitch that you ain't never seen before.
I don't open up nothing from anyone unless somebody gave me their MySpace, I gave them my MySpace, or I know them.
Other than
that, everything gets put in a fucking garbage bin. Fastly,
not slowly. All right, nigga. Fucking, if you got an Xbox, nigga, niggas go in.
I gotta get my shit. I gotta get my lead up.
Yeah, nigga.
I'm starting to do that right now. So, you know.
Hold on, let me see how many motherfuckers were actually live today. It's cold as a motherfucker outside. I pulled up. My cousin wanted me to go out to the club. He's like, yo, dog, we got bitches from Trenton. And this bitch is at the nightclub that's popping off tonight in Philly. Yo, I'm telling you, this night is the night. I was like, you, hold on. Let me check my budget. I'll call you back in like an hour. All right. I went on my balcony for 2 seconds. Came back, called him back. I'm not going. Why? Number one, I'm saving money. Number two, it's cold shit outside. It was hot in the club. So I had to walk outside from parking to go to the club. And mind you, I'm not going to be all fully cold, jackets and all.
This ain't AC where you could park in the parking lot and walk through the parking lot into the fucking elevator and all.
Exactly.
That.
So I got to walk down the fucking street. I mean, then I got to check my coat at the, you know what I mean, that's a coat check fee. And I'm good.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm good.
I'll never put my coat in the coat check.
No. Okay, no doubt. We had 34 people listening.
Okay. Good looking, man. Good looking, man.
All right, well, make sure you tune in this Monday, 7 p.m. to either 8 or 9 p.m., one of the two. Happy Black History Month, everybody. And our president is black, you know what I mean?
That shit's up.
I'm actually going to close out with the fucking...
We'll hit the chiz up when we off air.
Oh, you want to call it chizzy now?
Yeah, that.
Let's go, nigga.
I'm in the zone like the 2-3.
The chisel. The chisel. Philly 3 chiz. Yeah, this shit is definitely popping. This shit is, gave me a busy signal.
Nah,
I'm gonna give a big shout out to, Sprint for cutting me the fuck off. I had to pay these motherfuckers $200 to get my shit back on.
I say it on wax and I say it in front of y'all.
Word. Yo, big shout out to all the, you know, Spanish women that are hitting up the Angry Bastard radio show.
Yo, shout out to all the Spanish women with the nice hair, the nice skin, nice feet, nice little firm backside. And the breast the size of cassava melons.
Cassava melons.
Word, man. I need one of y'all. Stop fronting on your boy. Never had a Spanish chick under the fucking Goya bean yet.
Goya? Whoa, are you serious?
I'm talking about some wifey type shit. Like,
okay, alright.
Not even on some wifey type shit, but like just under my speed stick, like, you know what I mean? Like I done talked to him, but I never got around one.
Yeah.
Like, I need to change. I done hit up all other damn near every. Now you gonna say damn near every race, but I done hit up a lot of races. That's not one of. And shout out to the Filipinos. I can't front on y'all.
Oh yeah, can't forget about them.
I'm loving y'all.
Yeah, I'm looking at this chick's MySpace. She says she's broadcasting live on her page. I don't know what the fuck that means, though.
I don't know what that means, neither. Damn, what you call it was on today? Fucking Moco Radio. I wanted to see how them niggas was talking, what them niggas was talking about. Because they got a radio show on here, too.
Damn, man. I seem to have to call the American. Hold on.
Moco Radio. I'm going to have to call them up one time, see what they're talking about. I forgot their number. I'm American.
Fuck is this shit at?
You know Moco got a radio show, right? On Black Talk.
Alright, hold on.
I never fucking peeped that shit.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Well, since this new Memphis chat line has a lot more callers on it, you can try DB Choice 3. There's a lot of people in there.
Oh, yeah, let's go, sexy bitch.
You've got the Baltimore Raven. If you have some mess to blow, blow them with us. Operator,
third-party
collector credit card calls accepted. This is just a normal phone call. No extra charges. We do not charge a thing for this service. We offer 100% totally free to the public. But because of that, we cannot and do not pre-screen it. It is open to anyone on the internet who can get here. It is open to anyone who can pick up a telephone to get here. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, you couldn't push the buttons either, could you? Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's going on. Hold on.
Are we still on?
Remember, you can post a photo and look at photos of other callers at talkie.com. And since we're getting so many busy signals, we will add another 100 lines to this system in March or April. And in the meantime, call our other national chat line, the American Donut, 712-429-0405. You've got the Philly Raven. If you have some minutes to blow, blow them with us. Operator, no third-party collector credit card calls accepted. This is just a normal phone
Prince?
Call. No extra charges. We do not charge a
yeah,
thing
I'm
for the service.
I'm trying to check in with my
offer.
Son
we'll
and ask
totally free to the public. But because of that, we cannot and do not pre-screen it. It is open to anyone on the Internet who can get here. It is open to anyone who can pick up a telephone to get here. So what does that tell you? It tells you there's bound to be some bad people.
Is your voice working?
All the good people online.
Nah, nigga,
so
we
with that in mind,
free.
We've got three rules. Rule number...
Alright, fuck it. I guess we just fucking call it after and I'll hang up over there.
Basics.
Pretty much.
You're still on, right?
Huh?
You're still on, right?
Yeah, we still on.
Alright.
Fucking. Man, this bitch is sexy.
Y'all little niggas don't get the exclusive, man.
Word. Unfortunately, I don't get it.
Unfortunately, I don't get the exclusive. But, you know, we'll try to get the exclusive to you at a later date.
A later date.
So, you know.
And you can't get everything, you know, all in one night.
Nah, definitely not. There's no slut dates over here.
No slut dates.
Only slut dates over here is niggas' moms.
Oh, shit. Yo, Doug. This chick. Yo, Doug, we gotta do this shit. We gotta do this shit. This shit is hot. Shorty has some type of broadcast. That shit is hot. That shit is hot. Hello? This chick has a broadcast. Shorty, she's in Wellingborough, New Jersey. And she's broadcasting live on the page, on her MySpace page.
Uh-huh.
And it's dealing with the webcam, though.
Yeah.
But it's like, if we was all together, it
yeah.
should be jumping off. Because it's like, if the webcam and she's on live just talking and motherfuckers is chatting to her while she's on there.
Yeah, she's doing a little Doug Dizzle.
Yeah, that shit is hot. I'm gonna try to get this bitch to shout out Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, hell yeah, get that bitch to do that. How you get in contact with her?
Well, she's on right now, so I'm gonna fucking I'm gonna fucking see. She's tired of Philly.
Let's get New York in here then, man.
What? Let's go with. And why, ma?
Got New York over here, man.
Word. Please choose a nick. Yeah, he's singing and shit. Please choose a nickname. Angry Bastard Radio. Shit.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Word! Fuck your couch, nigga!
Oh, that's what you put?
Nah, I put Angry Bastard Radio, but...
She didn't acknowledge it?
Nah, she didn't acknowledge it. Alright. Hold on. We might get a shout-out real quick. NYC in the building.
Y'all need some time to get into a scene.
Fuck up, bitch. Just read the shit for us.
What she said?
Niggas are turning her into a fiend. Come on, bitch. Shout it out.
she's not comprehending.
Yeah, she's not comprehending at all. Come on, say it, bitch. Say it.
Oh, okay, that's great. What's up to Staten Island?
Yeah!
Go! Oh, man.
Let's go! Let's go!
Staten Island Borough, man. We out here, man. Shorty's frying right now. She needs to shout out Angry Bastard Radio.
Word! Hold on, some lame ass nigga said Staten Island sucks. He's a pussy though.
Yeah, let him be a puss. Tell him to hate harder. Tell him to hate on Staten Island harder.
Hate on the island harder. Oh, no! Damn!
What you put?
I put harder.
Oh, Lord. Then what is it then?
Damn, that's all you
want to
say is represent where you from?
Then what it is then? Then what is it then?
Yeah, it wasn't her. It wasn't her.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. You should have typed in, what is it then?
Never ever. Yeah, I'm stop
laughing at me.
Not you. The lame. Not you. The lame. Bro, all day. Nah, I don't know about that.
What you say?
Like I said, run them, bro, all day.
Oh, Lord.
All right, fuck it. I'm just put out, yeah.
Shout out Angry Bastard Radio, man.
Angry Bastard Radio in the building. Radio.
In the building, man. Alright.
Uh-huh.
In the building, man.
In the building. Yeah, they talking about fuck Camden.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. Angry Bastard Radio in the building. Oh, man. They gonna cut my bastard out.
You
can't curse.
I did the preview of every song, and I kept the ones I liked, but I didn't.
Angry Bastard Radio. Yeah. Shut that out.
You right. Room, like promoting your radio station. Like,
fuck up.
You say the same thing over and over.
She know it's you?
You can shout it out real quick.
Angry Bastard Radio is popping. Like, we try to come on like you.
Hey.
First of all, who asked you to put my whole government out there?
Fine.
I'm like, yo, you call up right now. So you can call up right now.
Word.
Homeboy getting locked. Whoever is just keep promoting. How do you
block people? No, she's trying
to shoot. Word, we're trying to come up like you.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Let's go.
Word. Let's go.
I think I know who that is, but I don't
know.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Tell her GQSD in them, man.
I think I know who you are.
See, now you look, see?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Angry Bastard Radio, man. You heard her, man. They know who we are out here, man. You know who we are out here, man.
I'm already blocked us.
What happened?
They blocked us.
I know who you are. That's just so funny.
Why they blocked us?
Yeah, you know the fuck I am.
Am I really
acting? Why is she acting up?
Yeah, I don't know. She blocked the shit out of niggas. She put a... You have been banned by the fucking...
Because I know who you are. How you doing?
You know the fuck it is. You have been banned by the moderator for 5 minutes. You are not authorized to chat in this room.
You know who that chick is?
Nah, I don't even know this bitch, man.
But she know who we are?
Yeah, she know. Cause she remember, she's added to us. So, you know what I mean?
Oh, you acting like that?
She acting suspect right now, but it's cool. I'm gonna make sure I promote her ass and tell her, yo, you need to fucking call up, stop playing games.
Yeah, she acting mad, said Diddy.
Hey.
I'm giving her listens right now, man.
Yeah, so I should bounce on her, right?
Yeah, like, I'm gonna wait 5 minutes to get back in.
Yeah.
You wanna wait 5 minutes?
Hell no. Sure is a cutie, though, but fuck that bitch.
She gotta be cute to be live.
Yeah, she definitely got to. She's living in Wilmingsboro, though. Wilmingsboro.
Right.
As long as
she said and knows what it is.
Are you? I think you are.
I'm happy with that.
Is she still talking to me?
Yes, we're all in your mind.
Pretty much.
The Angry Bastard Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what I just said. I said two different things to two different people. I said, Yami, you need to holler at him and figure out what's good, because this is not okay.
So fat ass up, bitch.
She's fat?
Nah, she's not fat, but you know.
Yeah.
All right, my bad. Another word. Such a lame ass up, bitch.
Yeah, gotta say something else.
Gotta say something else. I sure is a cutie.
I believe it. She gotta be. Like I said, she gotta be.
But see, the thing about it is that there's this fucking
I'm wrong.
What's she talking about?
Probably talking about us. What she say?
I don't know.
She says, who are you? I kind of
Who's
DZ?
DZ as baby? No.
Nah.
I'm fighting.
Sure, some other niggas. All the thirsty ass niggas.
I'm fighting.
Yeah, all the thirstiness.
Yeah, you know niggas is thirsty.
I don't know.
Very thirsty.
Like, you should tell me. Cause you put my whole government out there.
Nah. All right, it's a motherfucker. It's someone else. She's talking about she knows somebody else.
I don't care. As long as you say Angry Back on the Radio.
Word, I mean. She said it, so that's all that matters, you know what I mean? Angry Bastard Radio? Yeah, motherfucker.
Girl.
This bitch is drinking. But see, this shit is corny because it's like, the fuck, it's cool because she's live on the page, but it's corny because it's like, her connection sucks. So the fucking camera is like
yeah,
if she's getting mad, slow and shit.
That grainy
No,
I wasn't
deal or no deal.
Lame.
Lame.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? But it's like, and it's only showing them, like, just her. Like, everyone else is in a bat like a bunch of lames.
Mm-hmm.
And then a faggot-ass nigga in the background. All you're going to do is block him right here. Okay, no doubt.
Please do.
Because he's
playing games right now.
I can't find. I
kind
of want to wait.
He
could
be like,
stop. Sorry, I'm like, hey, you're going to have your motherfucker.
Clown college.
Clown college.
Yeah, that's where you graduated with honors.
I'm going to
myself. Word. Yo, give me some shit to fucking say, nigga.
What you mean, nigga?
Anything. Because, I mean, we might get blocked again after this message. So that's what I'm saying. Anything.
You GQ smooth, you tell me.
Yeah. Fucking, I'm going to put the show, I'm still trying to fucking promote. Fuck it.
No,
Monday.
You're trying to be banned for life.
Huh?
Yeah, you're trying to be banned for life.
This bitch is a lame. She doesn't know what to do on Friday.
Yeah, that's why she's doing the show live.
Give me some shit to say, nigga.
know, you put me on the spot.
Fuck it. Listen, you got some sexy ass lips?
Oh, Lord.
That's corny? Nah, yeah, that's corny, man.
Hungry, it's okay. Like, it's not horrible, but it's not.
Yeah,
like...
you should call the show sometime.
Word.
I mean, are they still doing that? The T-Wayne album?
The T-Wayne album.
Oh, that shit is gay.
Huh?
Oh, that shit is gay.
What?
Whatever album she just said.
Yeah.
Gay.
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be on some smooth shit, though. You should call the show sometime, sweetheart. Oh, you having any, you goofy bitch? Fucking,
fucking,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm super anti.
You should call up the show sometimes, sweetheart. The hate's about to come in. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, bitch, don't ignore that ABR. If I blast her, motherfucker's gonna go to her page and check her page out, and then
yep.
By me blasting her,
yep.
I'm making her famous. Fuck that.
Have fun.
Nah, fuck that. She got that one. She got that off. Nah, I'm just gonna fucking. I'm a blaster. Fucking. I'm not gonna even blast her. I'm gonna fucking make sure.
Dog,
I'm gonna make sure I promote to her. Hard as shit.
Dog, just chalk it up, son.
Yeah, that's my problem, man. I can't let shit go.
Charge it to the game.
And the funny thing about it is that this bitch is gonna see. She, you know what I mean? She's gonna find me one of the bitches that's gonna call up and be like, oh shit, wasn't you on my show? I don't know what you're talking about, Shorty. Anyway, it's AB Radio. That's what it's about. Oh, but I'm sure, didn't you on my, nah, don't know. Don't know about that lame ass show.
Oh, yeah?
Niggas ain't lames. We don't go to lame events.
That's what you hoping is going to happen?
Hell yeah.
That nigga crazy.
Yeah.
That nigga crazy.
That nigga's crazy. Oh, man.
Yeah, she
booted me. Sure, motherfucker was talking shit.
Banned for life.
I'm like, word, banned for life? I'm out. That's cool. I was never gonna get back on this motherfucker. Man, there. Nah, I really wasn't, cause this shit takes too much. It's too much bullshit. Like the niggas that's fucking typing in the chat line are lames, because these niggas is holding conversations like. I'm putting in sentences so I don't have to put in, you know, little short bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
These niggas is doing line after line after line, like, I'm good. It's not that really fucking important to me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well, fuck it. I'm gonna close out with this fucking song if I can find it. Fucking Young Jeezy and, matter of fact, no, I actually got some new
conglomerate.
Some new D-Block.
Yeah, that's what I like to have.
You get that cat yet, nigga?
Nope. Probably next month.
Next month?
Mm-hmm.
Respect my conglomerates. Respect my conglomerates. Conglomerate.
Say conglomerate 3 times fast.
Conglomerate, conglomerate, conglomerate.
Say unique New York 3 times fast.
Unique New... Unique New York?
Mm-hmm.
Unique New York, unique New York, unique New York.
No.
Nah, nigga, I said it.
I don't know.
Yeah, nigga, that's what the fuck I said, nigga. What the fuck you talking to me?
Unique.
You saying unique New York. Unique New York. Unique New York. New York.
Yeah, you ain't fuck up the first time.
Fuck that shit, nigga.
Yeah, I know.
Disrespect my conglomerate.
Shut up.
Fuck up, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga. What you gonna do? What am I gonna do? Nah, Chad, get the fuck out of here.
What you gonna do?
I'm supposed to be scared because you got a pistol, motherfucker. Oh. Shit.
They fronted on him right there.
Word. That has spent 5 whole years in the joint.
That nigga's supposed to be scared because you got a pistol, motherfucker. Get
the fuck out of here, nigga.
Word.
Yo, bitch, nigga.
You bitch, nigga. Shut up. I'm not your bitch, nigga.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? What I'ma do?
What I'ma do?
Yeah, I mean, so I don't know why they call me Tat-Tat around here.
Why they call you Tat out there?
Mm-hmm.
Call you Tat because you're fucking short, tattoo-ass nigga. Babe. I should just say, yo, man, I got this real, like, this shit really fucked with me, man. I just want to send her a message, like, yo, what's up? Just so she be like, oh, this is Angry Bass Radio. Oh, wow, okay.
A walk.
Shit got me tight.
A walk.
Yeah. That's what this shit sounding like. You know how Block Talk Radio is. Niggas gave us only 8 minutes. 12:52, so you know you're gonna shut us off.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right, I don't know what the fuck this is gonna sound like, so let's go.
I'm an asshole.
Oh. As fact, they leave me no choice. I'm fat. Little niggas talking, man.
Is it too loud?
Nah.
It's dinner time. I make niggas fool. Yo. These niggas keep pushing my buttons like a Hennecon. I send something through their roof like the Pentagon. The thought of jail gave me claustrophobia. I get money. I'm young Wachovia. The South Spider look like arachnophobia. I'm dumb nice. All I need is the right exposure. They haven't seen me. I'm in Mongolia. My bitch ain't American. She's from Korea. I rap, but that ain't why my pockets are bulgier. It's crazy. My weed tastes like Fruitopia. You elevate haters to lower ya. But it's a small thing to a giant. Nigga, I'll step right over you. You let your gun blow cool, I hear too. I take you through the park, letting off like bamboo. But nah, nigga, this ain't rap. If I clap, leave a motherfucking hole in your head like Shamu. It's T.Y. I throw bullets like Ramdo. It's beef. I'm squeezing your head like shampoo. Oh, me, yo, goddamn you. I blam you. Nigga, we could beef like pocket man too. Went to Southeast, got used to the Sam View. XJS, boy, I bring that check to. If I hit a fire, nigga, watch what the rag do. And I just painted it ragu. I let the inside pop the nigga. My nigga dog get high like a roster nigga. Head down to Miami, open lock the nigga. Where they whip things to pop the nigga. Boss cooking cocoa, my whip game is proper nigga. First nigga make a move, I'm a popper nigga. DJ, fight it out. I'm hungry like I ain't even a fucking long time. Call of Duty! Oh, you swag this, you swag that. Clown niggas with bad rap. Clown, you get your big motherfucking ass cap. All these brain rocks. I let the fame pop. Wow, this is so
that was raised out of Maine. Wild boy, I'm the king, this is the king, that. Biggie was the king, you wanna die, see the king relax.
Biggie was the king.
My whole site go in. Now I can't make the sound of how the night go in. My shoes loose, two loose, 40 in the new boot, 50 in the new coupe, Uzi in the new crib, shotty in the old house, pounds in the old whip, raised in the fat pot, you ain't never blew, you shit. Story, I'm telling a false story to the police after I throw you off a false story. DJ, come on, right now. Your brain back, come from the platform. Lobbing in the train track. Up in the hoopty around the block is where I change at. Come back with the mad sound. Let Hussein clap. I kill you, then him too. You don't know shit, then I go through a bench. Why you think I hide when I'm rolling in the bench, though? If you think I'm hard, then I hope to offend you.
Hard, nigga.
So suck my dick on my lap, so talking to A.
And I don't think about it, come on. Touching a nigga, slipping, feeling sour, nigga, run up. I lift the pump up, aiming to lift your lungs up. Send a bitch to the school and swallow to pick your thunder up. Some niggas from what? What like you getting money, yo? Funny, cause that nigga work for me, you getting money for. This high state kid, you ain't got the cars for. Pop you after me to dump the body out of car coat. Let's go a little twist on this next.
All right.
Bitch, say chill out. Silverback gorilla.
I am not Mr. Nick, I am God Killer.
take a hater's heart and give him back a shot. A lot of people been hating on Brad for years. I'm a magician. I disappear and reappear in tears. And my mother, I'm getting paper cuts. I'm a third feeling our haters can't hit enough. I'm the ground rapper radio, constantly enough. But I'm a heavy hitter, so I gave it to a girl.
That's good, huh? Yo.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they about to shut us off.
Bitch nigga.
Bitch nigga. Fuck Block Talk Radio, bitch nigga. Come on, bitch, where you at? Where you at, bitch? Where you at, London Borough, bitch?
The niggas need to, I don't know, man. Niggas need to do something with themselves.
Yeah. Niggas is taking over Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah, man. Like, come on, man. We here. Like, I was thinking, like, niggas should call another show one day just to see what the fuck this is about.
Yeah.
I never, like, really called another show. I was going to call the Moco shit up because they shit is only on, like, Friday or some shit like that.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot the number, so I ain't going to call that shit. See what they talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, you heard that 50 Cent diss?
Nah, man. I'm actually trying to remember that D-Block track you just said. Can't forget that. Wow, son. That nigga opened my eyes right there, G. Like,
yeah.
You nigga opened my eyes. I ain't never really heard son go in like that, cuz. Go. Knucklehead ass nigga.